It's all about you. What you should know about this journey is that everything is about you. It is not for anyone else. It is not to please anyone else. It is simply for you to discover self, to find pleasure in your own life, through knowing how life itself works as a human being, to know the inner workings of the human being that you are living. It is not to focus on how others see you or behave towards you or treat you. The focus of this journey is all about you. When you focus on the outside world, it is a distraction. It distracts you from you. It keeps you in the drama. Many people love to distract themselves through addictions, through work, behaviors, family, hobbies, many other things. But here the focus is on you. It's always you. It's always all about you. This goes against what many of you were taught as children, which to think about yourself first is selfish. Well, here we would like to say you deserve to be selfish. And let's define selfish. Selfish comes in two versions for our current society. There is unhealthy selfish. That is the selfishness that takes from others for personal gain, whether it is physical, mental, spiritual, or emotional. It is subtracting from someone. It is feeding off of someone. Later on the course, we will describe and talk about feed-feeder relationships. The healthy selfish is self-care, self-love. It is being loving enough to care for self first and foremost. And let's look at this logically. Let's pretend you wanted to be a lifeguard, and they hired you. Would it not be wise for you to learn how to swim first before you attempted to save anyone else from the pool? This would simply be logical. This would be self-care. To love and care for yourself first allows you to be the living model of love itself. To be a caring, loving human being, you must know how to do it for yourself first. Everything else that people do in regards to caring for others are simply imitating models and distractions. In society, you are taught to focus on other people because they either bring you pain or love in some way, shape, or form. And we would say that you are the source of love itself. And you don't need anyone else to feel the love inside you. The model that says to have a partner or people loving you outside of you is fulfilling. We would say that this is false and that the only true love comes from the love of self, being fully satisfied within self and focused on you to achieve this first. When you do this, you become a living, loving human being, and you do not need to act loving or do loving acts because you are the love itself, because you have found it for yourself. This then automatically radiates to others, and they know simply by watching you that, wow, this person just cares about themselves. And they also example being kind and loving to others. Keep in mind throughout this course, no matter what you come up against, no matter what old programs or paradigms you face, no matter what people respond to you like in the outside world, it is all about you, and you deserve this focus of self-love above and beyond everything. It is what you should have been taught as a child, but unfortunately, humanity has forgotten how to do this, and it is for you to become the living model of self-love through making life all about you. When you do that and combine that with human skills, such as being kind, considerate, and respectful of others, then you become the example. You get to experience life differently. You deserve this, and it is a wonderful gift you are giving to yourself.